gonna be a bright, it's gonna be bright, sunshiny day.
Today, you could just look out the window and see for yourself sunshine. Who needs a forecast? I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, and he can peer further into the future beyond this morning. And Cliff, what do you see?
Everyone needs a forecast. Anyway, today's going to be a really delightful day. The last day that'll be almost perfectly sunny and warm. A lot of people are going to see the upper 70s today, and a few even will get to 80 and low 80s. But you're going to see some clouds coming in at high levels later in the afternoon, and that's going to be a sign of the big change. And Saturday is going to be a transitional day, but I don't expect any rain through most of the day. But you will notice that the clouds will thicken aloft and lower slowly. So I expect tomorrow to be roughly 5 to 8 degrees cooler than today. So probably the lower 70s, maybe mid-70s for a few people, but definitely a big step down, and the clouds will thicken in, especially in the afternoon.
That's a sense of foreboding there.
It is. And in fact, I expect it to be raining by midnight on Saturday. So the rain will definitely be coming in sometime, probably between 8 and 10 o'clock here in the Puget Sound Lowlands. It'll be coming in much earlier during the afternoon along the coast. So definitely a transition day on Saturday. Sunday, the front that's causing the clouds will be moving through. It will be raining on Sunday morning. The front will move through during the day on Sunday, so it'll be more steady rain in the beginning of the day, and then it'll turn to showers in the lower areas, but the mountains should stay wet through the entire day. So probably Sunday is not the day to go hiking. Unfortunately, it may not be perfect for that Mother's Day outing either.
So those of us with a Mother's Day brunch, we're not going to get a walk in, you don't think?
Well, you might be lucky. If you wait till in the afternoon after the front is through, there could be some breaks. So if you're in the lowlands, there could be a few breaks. And then, unfortunately, we are transitioning into a very, very different flow pattern, a different configuration of the atmosphere. So for over a week, we've been basically dry and sunny. But that's all going to change. We're going to be getting a series of weather systems coming through next week. So some days it'll be raining and some days it'll just be cloudy.
Okay, well, I guess that feels like back to something like normal. You know, what was interesting this week, all week, it turned out nice, but we had these gray mornings and then sort of voila, it's afternoon and it burns off. So what's happening then? Is the sun melting those clouds?
Well, you know, we're starting to transition into the low cloud time of the year. And if you look at a satellite picture over the Pacific, there's wide fields of low clouds offshore. And that's very typical. Once you get into May and June and into July, the eastern Pacific is full of low clouds. This is fog, stratus, stratocumulus. And that tends to dominate our weather. It tends to push in into the lowland area, doesn't make eastern Washington. And that's what produces the late May and June gloom. And the reason for that, strangely enough, is high pressure. The eastern Pacific high pressure area builds northward during the spring and early summer. And that high pressure causes sinking air that warms the atmosphere above, but the air is pretty cool and moist near the surface. And when you have that configuration, you tend to get a lot of low clouds in stratus, fog, that kind of stuff, in the lowest kilometer or so of the atmosphere. And that tends to push into us because there's high pressure offshore, there's lower pressure inland, and those low clouds like to push in. So that is an extremely typical situation this time of the year, low clouds. Now, fortunately, the sun is strong enough that often it can burn it back later in the day. And it's really quite interesting. We know how clouds burn off. We didn't know that before we had satellite pictures. Low clouds and fog tend to burn in from the edges during the day. And you can see that if you see an animation of the satellite pictures. And the other interesting thing is that enough solar radiation, sun's rays, gets to the surface, it warms the surface, and the bottom of the cloud tends to lift. So you may have fog where the cloud's at the surface, you know, in the morning, but that will lift up during the day due to the heating from the sun. So this is the major message. These low clouds burn from the edges and they burn up from the bottom.
That is kind of weird.
It may be weird, but that's the way it is.
Well, thank you, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is an atmospheric scientist at the University of Washington and joins us every Friday. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.